Gift cards are an increasingly popular holiday present. Turns out thieves like them too. Federal regulators say in the past 3 years, gift card fraud has jumped 270%. Tony DeCopo spoke with someone who's been scammed.
All the steps that were being done and taken seemed real.
Trinidad Gonzalez says a man claiming to be her grandson called saying he was in jail and needed thousands of dollars immediately. He then put someone on the phone who posed as an attorney.
You know, I was hesitant because that's a lot of money.
But the caller said he would make it easy for the 76-year-old grandmother. He told her to purchase gift cards from Walmart and give him the numbers on the back of the cards. He warned her not to answer questions from store employees.
They asked me, do you know where this money is going to? And I said, it's going to my grandchildren.
That night, she figured out her real grandson was at home in Virginia. By that point, Gonzalez, who had recently lost her husband, was out $4,000.
That was too much money. Too much money for me to hand over to a stranger like that.
According to the Federal Trade Commission, 26% of victims paid scammers with a gift card between January and September this year. That's up from only 7% in 2015.
It's a huge issue.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
Why wouldn't a scammer just ask for cash or a credit card number?
Well, typically with cash, you'd have to have a meetup somehow, and so they don't want to create that risk. And on a credit card, that's much easier to trace and easier for the bank to shut down the money flowing to the scammer.
Trinidad Gonzalez says she hopes her story will put others on high alert.
I hope it helps somebody. Somebody who, like me, thinks they're smart enough not to fall for it and to question things more, because I didn't question anything.